word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Well, glory to God, and welcome to another edition of Consider His Word. And we hope you'll stay with us today and join us as we consider what God says in His Word. I believe God has a message for you, and if we spend time in God's Word, He will reveal that to you every day. And I believe God has something for you today. We're going to be studying today in Proverbs chapter 3. A little bit about money, so hang on. Proverbs chapter 3, we're going to be reading beginning in verse 9 and 10, and looking at these verses today. Now, I want to encourage you to go get a Bible, if you have one nearby, and open the Scripture and join us as we consider God's Word today. While you're doing that, I want to remind you of a couple of things. First of all, we would love to hear from you. This broadcast goes all over the country and on several websites, and we'd like to know where you're hearing the broadcast today, and this helps us. It helps us know where you are and helps us know where we need to continue broadcasting. It's on several internet sites. If you're listening to us on the internet, we'd like to know about that too. Now, you can go to the website considerhisword.org and click on the link there that says contact us and just send us a note from there. And we'd love to hear from you. Now, also, I'm giving away some little prayer journals. We only have a few of these left and have a limited supply, but we're going to give them away until they're all gone. This little prayer journal will fit right in your shirt pockets. It's a little bit bigger than a 3x5 card, but it'll fit right in your shirt pocket. It's about 30 pages or so. They're just blank pages where you can write down your prayer requests. And I carry one of these myself. And when somebody says, "Would you pray for me?" I can pull it out and write it down right then. And then as I have my devotions in the morning, I can pull out my little prayer journal and pray for those who have requested it, among other things. And so I want to get one of these to you. So just contact us. You can contact us through the website, again at considerhisword.org, or simply write us a letter. I know many aren't on the internet, and you can just write us a note and just say, "I would like to have a prayer journal," and send us an address. And I'm going to send one of these to each address that writes to us. Now here's the address: write to Consider His Word Ministries, Box 40, 30290 Josie Billy Highway in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one time again. Consider His Word Ministries, Box 40, 30290 Josie Billy Highway in Clewiston, that's C-L-E-W-I-S-T-O-N, Florida, 33440. Write to us, and we'll get one of these prayer journals out to you just as quick as we can. Now let's get to the Scripture. We've been studying here in Proverbs chapter 3, and have been looking at a number of things. We've been kind of going through it little by little, slowly, verse by verse, and we're going to continue doing that. Remember, in the first part of the chapter, Solomon wrote to us about don't neglect the Word of God. He told us to hold on to mercy and truth. Last time we studied about trusting the Lord, and don't be so impressed with your own wisdom. Now let's go ahead and pick up in verse 9, now where the Scripture says, "Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall be burst out with new wine. Let's pray and ask God's blessing on his word. Father, thank you so much for the word of God. We thank you that we can have it and that we can hold it. You know, in many parts of the world, people do not even have access to a copy of the scripture. And thank you that we can open it today and read it and understand it. And pray that the Spirit of God would speak to us today and guide us in all truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. I want you to notice that there's two things here. First of all is to honor the Lord with all thy substance. I believe that's a reference to everything that you have. Can you honor the Lord with everything? Now, honoring the Lord, I believe, takes us back to stewardship. That everything that we have comes from the Lord. James said, every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variableness or shadow of turning. And so everything that we have, everything that you have, ultimately came from the Lord. And God gave it to you to use for his glory and for reaching people for his kingdom. Everything that you have, your cars, your home, all your electronics, whatever device you're listening to this broadcast on today, it all came from the Lord. And what Solomon is saying here is to honor the Lord with everything you have. So how do we do that? How do we honor the Lord with our vehicles? Well, I think one way is as we drive them, we obey the laws. And as we use them for God's glory, they take us to church. They might pick up people to take to church. We use them for whatever God has given us that purpose, to use them for his glory. What about your electronics? You use them for God's glory? You know, I read the scripture in the morning on my electronic device, on my tablet. I have a prayer list on my tablet. I have all kinds of things on my tablet that I use to glorify God. Now, listen, if you're looking at your computer and if you're looking at your devices and you're looking at porn, that does not honor the Lord. What about the music you're listening to? Does it honor the Lord? Proverbs 29:2 says, give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. What about your home? Does it glorify the Lord? He said, honor the Lord with thy substance. I believe that's everything that you have and everything that you own. And that includes your body, by the way. You honor the Lord with your body as well. Now, secondly, he says to honor the Lord with the first fruits of all thine increase. Now, thine increase is anything now that God adds to you. That could be income. That could be a gift that you receive. Let's talk about income. Now, how do we honor the Lord with our income? I believe it's going to begin with tithing. Oh boy, here we go. It's interesting that every time that I preach about tithing, it seems like somebody comes by and says, that's all you talk about is money. In one ministry I was at, I hadn't talked about tithing or hadn't talked about giving for over 5 years. And I thought maybe it was time. And I began teaching a Bible study about giving and about tithing. And that day we had a visitor and he came up to me and said, you know, he said, every time I come to church, that's all you talk about is money. Well, that's not all we talk about, but it's important. And it's a part of that stewardship that we honor the Lord with the first fruits of thine increase. Now, the first fruits were the best. These were the best of the fruits as they were picked from the garden, the best of the grapes, the best of the olives, the best that came off of the tree. Are you giving God your best? I believe those first fruits is also a reference now to tithing, to giving God 10%. Now, listen, I believe that 10% belongs in the church. Don't tithe to this ministry. Don't tithe to any other ministry. I believe the tithe belongs to the church. Now, there was a promise. Malachi 3:10 says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. He said, bring the tithes into the storehouse. Now, today, I believe the storehouse is the church. And your tithe ought to be going to the church, not to some parachurch organization, not to some charitable organization. All those things are good. And you ought to give to those things. But your tithe belongs to God. And that belongs, I believe, in the church. Now, I know there are many that disagree with me, and they encourage you to tithe to their radio ministry or tithe to whatever they're doing. But I don't believe that's right at all. And I don't want you to tithe to this ministry. Tithe to your local church. That's 10%. I've had people ask me, they said, well, Pastor, my 10%, is that 10% on the gross or on the net? And the way I usually respond is by saying, well, do you want God to bless you according to your gross or according to your net? Because you see, in our giving and in our tithing is a blessing. Now we begin with the tithe, and then once we've tithed, then we can give offerings. And these would be offerings to missions, or to maybe special projects in your church, or in some cases to ministries such as this. This is where your offerings go. And you can give them through your church. There are several in our church that give to this ministry, but they give it through the church. And I would encourage you to do that as well. If your pastor can work that out, or if your church financial officer can work that out, then I'd encourage you to do that. So, honor the Lord with your substance. Honor the Lord with your first fruits, with whatever that increases. As God blesses you, and as God provides for you, give Him what belongs to Him first. Now, there's a blessing. Now, in Proverbs 10, this is verse 3 now, verse 10, says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. We have this promise in the scripture that God will bless you when you honor Him. And God will bless you when you give to honor Him. Whether it's the tithe and then the offerings. He says that, first of all, we read in Malachi 3:10, that your barns are going to be full. He said you'll not have room enough to receive it. And I can give you testimony myself that when I began giving to the Lord, even as a teenager, I began to see God bless me. And I've never done without. Because when I honor the Lord first, He always provides for me. He helps me, and He blesses me. Proverbs, the promise is that your barns would be filled with plenty, and your presses burst out with new wine. These have to do, again, with both the substance and the first fruit. God's going to bless them. And so if you really want God's blessing, and if you're serious about serving the Lord, you need to get serious about giving to Him, and then seek God's blessing. Now listen, the blessing is not our motivation. Our motivation is honoring the Lord. The blessing is just God's grace and God's helping us. I'm afraid our time is gone today, but I want to encourage you, give to honor the Lord. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with all the increase of your first fruits. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.